We welcome you to the website service for this midweek of the first week of Lent. Pastor Magruder is basing his sermon on the scripture readings beginning with the book of Genesis, chapters 6 through 8, and the letter from Paul to Titus, chapter 3, verse 1. So here is Pastor David Magruder for the title for this midweek service, 40 for Life, Noah, Cleansed for Life.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. A reading from Genesis chapters 6, 7, and 8. Now the earth was corrupt in God's sight, and the earth was filled with violence. And God saw the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted their way on the earth. And God said to Noah, I have determined to make an end of all flesh, for the earth is filled with violence through them. Behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Make yourself an ark of gopher wood. Make rooms in the ark, and cover it inside and out with pitch. This is how you are to make it. The length of the ark, 300 cubits, its breadth, 50 cubits, and its height, 30 cubits. Make a roof for the ark and finish it to a cubit above, and set the door of the ark in its side. Make it with lower, second, and third decks. For behold, I will bring a flood of waters upon the earth to destroy all flesh, in which is the breath of life under heaven. Everything that is on the earth shall die. But I will establish my covenant with you. And you shall come into the ark, you, your sons, your wife, and your sons' wives with you. And of every living thing of all flesh, you shall bring two of every sort into the ark to keep them alive with you. They shall be male and female, of the birds according to their kinds, and of the animals according to their kinds, of every creeping thing on the ground according to its kind. Two of every sort shall come in to you to keep them alive. Also take with you every sort of food that is eaten, and store it up. It shall serve as food for you and for them. Noah did this. He did all that God commanded him. In the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month, on the 17th day of the month, on that day, all the fountains of the great deep burst forth, and the windows of the heavens were opened, and rain fell upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights. But God remembered Noah and all the beasts and all the livestock that were with him in the ark. And God made a wind blow over the earth, and the waters subsided. The fountains of the deep and the windows of the heavens were closed. The rain from the heavens were restrained, and the waters receded from the earth continually. At the end of 150 days, the water had abated. And in the seventh month, on the 17th day of the month, the ark came to rest on the mountains of Ararat. In the 601st year, in the first month, the first day of the month, the waters were dried from the earth. And Noah removed the covering of the ark and looked, and behold, the face of the ground was dry. Then Noah built an altar to the Lord, and took some of every clean animal, and some of every clean bird, and offered burnt offerings on the altar. And when the Lord smelled the pleasing aroma, the Lord said in his heart, I will never again curse the ground because of man, for the intentions of man's heart is evil from his youth. Neither will I ever again strike down every living creature as I have done. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night, shall not cease. This is the word of the Lord. A reading from Titus chapter 3, beginning with verse 1. Remind them to be submissive to rulers and authorities, to be obedient, to be ready for every good work, to speak evil of no one, to avoid quarreling, to be gentle, and to show perfect courtesy toward all people. For we ourselves were once foolish, disobedient, led astray, slaves to various passions and pleasures, passing our days in malice and envy, hated by others, and hating one another. But when the goodness and loving kindness of God our Savior appeared, he saved us, not because of works done by us in righteousness, but according to his own mercy, by the washing of regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us richly through Jesus Christ our Savior, so that, having been justified by his grace, we might become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. The saying is trustworthy, and I want you to insist on these things so that those who have believed in God may be careful to devote themselves to good works. These things are excellent and profitable for people. This is the word of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, amen. For 40 days and 40 nights, all the fountains of the great deep burst forth. For 40 days and 40 nights, the windows of the heavens were opened. And the earth, as Noah knew it, was no more. In 40 days and 40 nights, God brought an end to all flesh, and which is the breath of life under heaven. And this was no small thing. This was a cleansing. The earth was filled with violence. The earth was corrupt. All flesh had corrupted their way on the earth, and it couldn't go on. So, what had taken God 6 days to create, he destroyed in 40. A creation once with no violence had become filled with violence. A creation once without corruption or death had become completely corrupted and subject to death. The sin of Adam and Eve had metastasized into every part of creation. But in the 600th year of Noah's life, in the 4th month, on the 1st day of the month, it was all gone. 40 days of death, so that there could be new life. This is the first mention of the number 40 in the scriptures. It didn't have to be 40. The God who created all things in 6 days could have ended them just as fast or faster, but 40 days he chose. And the number 40 will become a significant number in the scriptures. 40 will be a journeying number, a passage number from death to life. That's why the church chose 40 days for this Lenten season, this season of the death of Jesus to the life of Easter. 40 days is a long time for us. But if 40 days is a long time for us, imagine how long those days were for Noah, as he listened to the rain pelting down, as he heard the roar of the waters coming from the great deep. Well, maybe the noise was a good thing for Noah and his family, drowning out the cries of the people. Cries that had no doubt mocked him before for building a boat where there was no water, that had now become cries of distress and pleas for saving. But Noah and his family were safe in the ark, not because they were better, but because they were righteous, because Noah and his family had also cried out in distress and with pleas for saving, and by such repentance and faith had received the righteousness of God in the forgiveness of their sins. And this is what it means to be righteous in the scriptures. It's not a righteousness of our own that comes from us or that we can achieve. It is the righteousness that comes from above, the gift of God. The sin of Adam and Eve had corrupted Noah and his family as well. But they were saved by grace through faith. At the end of those 40 days and 40 nights, God remembered Noah and his family. Not that he had forgotten them and suddenly remembered. No, it means that he acted for them. Having cleansed the world with the waters of the flood, he now began new life for the world. How appropriate that when Noah came out of the ark, the first thing he did was build an altar and offer burnt offerings, and the Lord smelled the pleasing aroma, the aroma of faith, faith that makes one righteous, faith that God would remember an even greater promise, the one he had made to Adam and Eve to send a Savior to crush the evil one's head, to provide the cleansing from sin even greater than the flood. And in the fullness of time, God remembered that promise too, and sent his Son. And on Jesus on the cross was all the wrath against all the sin, violence, and corruption of all the world poured out. And just as at the time of Noah there was mocking, and just as at the time of Noah there was a cry for saving, and just as at the time of Noah there was death, death for the life and cleansing of the world by the blood of God's sacrifice, God's burnt offering to give life to the world. So now for us, it's through another flood, the saving flood of baptism, that we are saved. By baptism, we are placed into the ark of the church to be kept safe through the storm and trials of life. As we heard from Paul's letter to Titus tonight, we ourselves were once foolish, disobedient, led astray, slaves to various passions and pleasures, passing our days in malice, in envy, hated by others and hating one another. Or in other words, we were like the people outside the ark in the days of Noah. But when the goodness and loving kindness of God our Savior appeared, when God remembered and acted for us, he saved us not because of works done by us in righteousness, not because we're good or better than anyone else, but according to his own mercy, by the washing of regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us richly through Jesus Christ our Savior, so that, being justified by his grace, like Noah, cleansed, justified, made righteous by grace through faith, we might become heirs, having the hope of eternal life, the hope of a new life that will be eternal. Now we are still in the ark of the church. The cleansing water of God's new flood, now cleansing one sinner at a time. As in baptism we are drowned and die with Jesus, that we may also rise with him to new life. It is the washing of regeneration, the washing of renewal. We are the ones who now cry out to God in repentance and faith and receive his righteousness, so that one day, when God remembers his promise to come again in glory for his bride, the church, the door not of the ark, but of heaven will be opened, and we will enter into the new life of a new heavens and a new earth. We are cleansed for life. The cleansing begun in Noah's day, brought to completion by Jesus in our day. By dying to sin and rising to life each day, we live a new and righteous life, which is what these 40 days of Lent are all about. Amen. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Let the family of Christ confess our faith through the words of the Apostles' Creed.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead.
He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Let us all pray the prayer that the Lord taught us, the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Now a final prayer for this midweek service of Lent.
Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, you despise nothing you have made, and forgive the sins of all who are penitent. Create in us new and contrite hearts, that lamenting our sins and acknowledging our wretchedness, we may receive from you full pardon and forgiveness. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you always. Amen.
Thank you for joining us here for our midweek service of Lent. Now, go in peace and serve the Lord.